This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, get settled in. We're going to have some fun this hour. Well, I think I have fun every hour. I don't know about you guys, but whatever. Dr. Gerard Lomero is going to join us. Now, Dr. Lomero is the one, we've had him on the show several times. And, you know, he's hit most of his predictions pretty much right on. I don't know if I understand what happened here, but he's going to explain it to us, because he had a whole different prediction. Now, as far as the Senate goes, though, we have kept the Senate and picked up seats. So you're going to see some, you know, judicial nominations and confirmations go through like crazy in January. And I think there's going to be some deal making that will have to be made. Because I don't think for a second that Trump is going to let the Congress run over him, if you would. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. But this is the one you need to hear. You know, Jim Acosta, is that his name, Jim? Jim Acosta. I'm getting to the point where I really don't like him. He's like a little spoiled brat. He thinks because he's the press that he has the right to do and say and act any way he wants to. He does not have a right to act any way he wants to as part of the White House press corps. And I don't have a problem with what the president did to him. You're not squelching the press. Look it, for those of you who think that he's such a mean man, CNN, I want you to think about something here. Their ratings are below Hallmark. Right? You know, the station there. That's been they complain about that channel as the, you know, the all white Christmas station. And CNN's ratings are below theirs. So, you know, the most powerful news network has now become the most powerless news network. Take a listen.
In the midterms, that
here,
this,
here we go.
That well, if you don't mind, Mr. President, that this caravan was an invasion. As you know,
I, consider it to be an invasion.
As you know, Mr. President, caravan was not an invasion. It's a group of migrants moving up from Central America towards the border with the U.S.
Thank you for telling me.
And why did you characterize it as such?
Because I consider it an invasion. You and I.
When a group of people decide that they want to get out of their country for a better life in the country between the two, who would it be easier for them to assimilate into, say, we'll give you jobs, money, shelter, medical, and food, and they go, no, we want to go to the U.S., and there's a whole bunch of other stuff going on that I don't want to waste time with. Yeah, they're looking to invade.
I have a difference of opinion.
But do you think that you demonized immigrants
not
in this election?
No, not at all. I want them to come into the country, but they have to come in legally. You know, they have to.
See, isn't that funny? He demonizes them for calling out that they broke the law. They have a way in. If they follow the process, there's less aggravation. So they have a way in, but they're demonizing the president because he wants them to follow the law. That's where we've come to. That's what Jim Acosta has come to. He now feels that it's okay to break the law, do whatever you need to do, and that's all right. And if somebody calls you out for breaking the law, they're the bad person.
to come in, Jim, through a process. I want it to be a process. And I want people to come in, and we need the people.
Your campaign.
You know why we need the people, don't you? Because we have hundreds of companies moving in. We need the people.
They're hundreds of miles away, though. They're hundreds and hundreds of miles away. That's not an invasion.
Honestly,
miles away. That's not an invasion.
Honestly, I think you should let me run the country. You run CNN.
All right.
And if you did it well, your ratings would be much better.
If I may ask one other question, Mr. President.
Okay, so this is the part that everybody's talking about. And the only complaint they have is that they think that Sarah Sanders speeded up the video to make it look worse. But even in the regular video from C-SPAN and other places, he's pushing her hand away. He has no right to do that. The president has a right to take, you know, one question, two questions, or no questions. He gave you the question, be an adult, be the mature adult in the room and move along, and don't keep sweeping away the arm of the person whose job it is to take the mic and give it to somebody else.
The other folks.
That's enough.
Pardon me, ma'am. Mr. President.
That's enough.
Mr. President, I have one other question, if I may ask, on the Russia investigation. And are you concerned that you may have?
I'm not concerned about anything with the Russian investigation.
See, I wouldn't answer his question. I would have looked at him and said, "I told you that's enough. Keep going." Well, matter of fact, I would have sat back and let him keep speaking. That's what I would have done. Because I would have let him make the fool of the fool that he is and bring light, shine light on it.
Because it's a hoax.
Are you?
That's enough. Put down the mic.
Mr. President, are you worried about indictments coming down in this investigation? Mr. President.
I'll tell you what, CNN should be ashamed of itself having you working for them. You are a rude, terrible person. You shouldn't be working for CNN. Go ahead.
I think that's unfair.
You're a very rude person. The way you treat Sarah Huckabee is horrible. And the way you treat other people are horrible. You shouldn't treat people that way. Go ahead.
In Jim's defense, I've traveled with him and watched him. He's a diligent reporter who busts.
Well, I'm not a big fan of yours either, so
I understand.
To be honest.
So let me ask you a question if I can. You aren't
the best.
Mr. President, you repeatedly over the course
of just sit down, please.
Yeah, see, now Jim Acosta's standing up and speaking over his colleague and treating the president like they're kids in the schoolyard. They have absolutely no respect for anybody unless it's their own people. And it didn't matter what Obama did. Didn't matter. Good, bad, whatever it was, they defended him to the end. That's why I say it's disingenuous. That's why I say it's control they want. They don't want equality. They want control. I mean, just amazing. Yes. Reporters have a right to report. They have a right to ask questions. They don't have a right to be whatever. Dr. Gerard Lomero joins us on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly. You could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah,
but I would definitely use this product.
This product.
within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8222 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. I want you to head up to the website. That is therealside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot going on up there. There's a lot I want you to get involved with. And I mean that sincerely. I want you to get involved because, look it. You got to get involved. You got to get engaged. You got to find out what other people are doing, believing, talking about, because that's the only way you really understand how the other side comes at this. Because if you really don't understand how the other side comes at this, how do you make a decision? Seriously, how do you make a real decision as to who to vote for, how to vote, where people are getting their information? I think it's a problem. Again, if you just you got to pay attention. That's really what it boils down to for me. It's so frustrating when I talk to people about what's going on in politics, and they have no clue. But then they go vote anyway. Please don't vote. If you have no info, just don't vote. That's really, you're worried about wasting your vote? That's what a real wasted vote is. It's when you vote with absolutely no information. Well, somebody I've had on the show plenty of times, love having him on the show. Dr. Gerard Lomero joins us, and I always interested in his insight. When we first talked with him a few weeks back, and all along, he's also the author of More Great News for America. Another, you know, you got to pick up the book. I'm telling you. And Dr. Lomero, what happened?
Well, there are actually a number of things happened, and it wasn't one thing, but a bunch of things. So let's talk about them and maybe spend a minute or two on each of them, really.
Go for it.
One of the things, I will give credit for Newt Gingrich for coming up with the term, but he said there was a green wave. There wasn't a blue wave like the Democrats thought. There wasn't a red wave like I thought. And I really did think there would be a red wave. But indeed, there was a green wave. Believe it or not, almost $6 billion was invested in this election.
Wow.
Hard to believe. $6
billion.
Yes.
Wow. They wanted it bad.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
And you know what? There are a few billionaires who can fund that kind of thing. Take a look at Beto O'Rourke. I think would have been a terrible senator. And that he got to spend $77 million. Chuck Schumer donated $12 million to one candidate he was trying to help. The donations came in all over the country. Mark Sanford's old district, which was CD1, Congressional District 1, Charleston, South Carolina, low country of South Carolina near the ocean, and that, I think the Democrat outspent the Republican person who was pro-Trump, very nice lady, Kate Harrington, by 3-1. How do people win when they have three times as many ads against a Republican? And you see this all over the country. Then there were another set of Republicans who lost in the House who refused Donald Trump's help in any way. For example, Mike Kaufman, 6th District in Colorado. He had been winning the last few elections in his district there. It's in Aurora, Colorado, which is a big city suburb of Denver. And he refused to be associated with that Donald Trump. Donald Trump was not his Republican. Okay, well, guess what? He's no longer a congressman. He lost. But he didn't want Trump's help, and he couldn't do it on his own. And Trump actually called him out the next day and said, well, Mike, did you think you really did need some help?
Yeah.
So those are just two examples. So the green wave, the Newt Gingrich came up with that term, I think is very appropriate. I mean, the liberals, the far out, the leftists, they really wanted to buy this election. And, you know, they swung enough seats with the money, I think, to where they really did. Another thing that I recognize that is hard to believe, because I have never seen this in another election, I don't think, in my life, and that is that the voter intensity, that's a variable that I think I pioneered on, actually split. The voter intensity for Republicans in the Senate was much greater than the voter intensity for the Republicans in the House. Now, that is really odd.
How do you arrive at that, though?
That's a great – let me answer that, okay?
Yes.
That's a fantastic question, and I'll answer it. The answer is the Republicans, in terms of their Senate candidates, were more satisfied with the Senate because they produced two conservative Supreme Court justices. They came through on the judiciary, giving Trump record numbers of district conservative judges and also Circuit Court of Appeal conservative justices. Basically, Republicans, conservative Republicans especially, thought the Senate was worth keeping and was worth voting for because they were getting the job done. On the other hand, just as I heard in 2017, when Obamacare was not completely repealed and completely replaced, a lot of people were saying then, you know what, the House House is going to pay price in the next election. They did. Because
right.
people were mad about the fact that they did a half-hearted job. You know, Paul Ryan should have just go ahead and resigned, because I don't think he helped anybody by staying there. He was like persona non grata, unable to, you know, raise a lot of money as speaker. But on the other hand, he didn't give up. He should have given it up to Jim Jordan right then and there, and that would have helped a lot. And you also had a whole bunch of people that were more establishment Republicans and people who were, you know, incumbent Republicans, 45 total, some of them House chairs and that, you know, refused to run again. Well, you start out with a 45-seat disadvantage, and you may say, oh, well, that doesn't matter. Just replace them with another Republican. Well, a new Republican in a district who's not known is at a disadvantage. In addition, those incumbents were able to generate more donations because they were well-known and they had been running for 2 years,
right.
So there was less money. So you had a lot of good people, conservatives that ran but had no money.
Well, you
so
know,
that's another reason.
Yeah, and why wouldn't the incumbents that weren't running again, why wouldn't they take them by the hand and help them raise money? See, I think that those guys didn't run again. I don't think it was just because they no longer had the you know, their chairmanship. I think they were cowards. I think they didn't like the way that President Trump operated. I think that they saw their normal way of doing business going away, and they were very uncomfortable with it. And that is why I think a lot of them didn't run again. That's my personal opinion.
Well, you know what? They were Democrat lights. You know, a lot of people said we can't tell the difference between a Democrat and a Republican. Well, guess what? One of the things we learned in this election, we knew it in many elections before, was Republicans don't vote for Democrat lights anymore.
No.
They're not
going to
vote
done.
For somebody who is a half-hearted Republican. They're going to vote only for conservatives if they're funded.
We got to go for a quick break. A lot more on this when we come back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Dr. Gerard Lomero joins me. He's not going anywhere, too. We'll be right back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Why is the black man black and the white man white? God Said, Man Said.com. The Sons of God and Science admits a ghost species. The amazing power of going to church. God Said, Man Said.com. Dinosaurs and man contemporaneously. You possess the world's greatest treasure. God Said, Man Said.com. Sin Bones, St. Peter's Fish, hours of text and streaming audio. God Said, Man Said.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. A massive investigation is underway into Wednesday's shooting spree at a college bar in Thousand Oaks, California, that left 13 dead, including the gunman, by suicide.
The FBI Los Angeles Evidence Response Team is processing the crime scene here, as well as the subject's vehicle and the home.
the FBI's Paul Delacorte.
We're going to pursue the leads that are developed from that evidence, wherever they take us, identify any possible motivation, paint a picture of the frame of mind of the subject, identify any potential radicalization or any associates.
The gunman, identified as 22-year-old Ian David Long, spent 7 months deployed in Afghanistan. Neighbors say he was suffering from PTSD. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Please answer the question.
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5566. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. I do so much appreciate the time that you spend with me. Let me just bring him back on because, you know, we're having a great conversation. I don't know what happened the other day, but this guy does modeling. He's written a book, More Great News for America, and I won't tell them what the title of your next book is going to be. What Happened to America, I think, anyhow. Dr. Gerard
Romero. No, that was Hillary's book, What Happened. I wouldn't use that title.
I would add, What Happened to America. That's what I would add, because we've gone down the road where, you know, some of the illegalities that are being done during these elections are right in our faces. They're doing it right in front of us because they don't really care anymore whether we see them doing something wrong or not, right?
Well, they're basically doing it in the open, saying to them, we dare you to arrest us. We think we're above the law. You know, we used to talk about the rule of man versus the rule of law, and that the Democrats wanted the rule of man, meaning like Clinton and, you know, those people get to do whatever they please. Now it's the rule of mob that they seem to be promoting.
Yep.
Do we want people banging down anybody's door that disagrees with them politically? I mean, the thing they did with Tucker Carlson is absolutely horrific and atrocious. Every one of those 20 or so people, that mob that attacked her house, beat down the door, yelled out mail bomb and all the things they did, they should be arrested on a variety of charges, trespass, all sorts of things. I'm not a prosecutor to draw up the indictments, but I think that a good lawyer can do that pretty easily, a good prosecutor.
Well, you know what? Maybe there's where we need to put the money. Maybe we need to really just get a bunch of judges out there. You know, he still has the Senate that will look at these things for real, look at what's actually going on, look at the irregularities, and slam them and make sure that this stuff doesn't keep happening. It's just amazing to me how we keep letting them get away with it.
We can't have a free nation if you can't count on the laws. How do people keep contracts? How do people do anything if you're a Democrat and you get away with anything you want to do illegally, but you're a Republican or a conservative, you can't? It's ridiculous. Now, the good thing in all of this is we kept the Senate. And, of course, we know they're trying to take away the Senate seats in Florida and Arizona with ongoing ballots that are found after the election count.
I like that one.
Both Senate seats were obviously won by Republicans. And we have a Mark Elias lawyer for Clinton going down there saying he's there to win an election. That's not what he's there for. At least he shouldn't be there for. He should be there to make sure that the election is done fairly.
Yeah.
And when they don't allow Republicans in to count the votes, and they don't report their votes on schedule, and on and on and on and on, there's just so many things. And even the person who's in charge of it down there was convicted on other election fraud problems, apparently, with a primary in the past. And I won't go into all the details. But basically, you got a suspicious person who may be questionable in her methods of counting votes, voting, and then you don't have Republicans overseeing them. I never heard of that. You know, I was an election, I had various election poll results in my life, you know, or not results, but jobs, you know, where I got a chance to do that when I was younger, just to see what it's like. And normally you have to have a Republican sitting next to a Democrat, and they're both there to look over each other's shoulders so nothing funny happens.
Yep.
And it sounds like in Florida there's a whole bunch of things that are suspicious, and I congratulate Governor Scott for going to court right away to stop any fraud from taking place. And it may have already started, the fraud, and it'll be a case of somehow backing it out and figuring out what's fraudulent.
Oh, yeah. No, I agree with you. And I don't know, you know, when you start finding boxes and closets, okay, of ballots, something is wrong there. You know what I mean?
And not only that, but they won't say how many more ballots there are. So I guess there's enough ballots out there until they get their person over the hump, so to speak. They reelect the Democrat. So there are things going on that are very, very funny. But the good news is we still have the Senate. Even if they steal Florida and Arizona Senate seats, and maybe they stole another one around the country too. But we still have the Senate, fortunately, and we will continue to see more and more conservative justices and judges be appointed. We had Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who had her second fall, broken some more ribs. We wish her well, hope she gets better. But maybe it's time for her to retire and replace her with another conservative. And I think that's probably going to happen.
Well, I think they're going to really they're really going to end up biting themselves. Because I said that today without wanting anybody to be hurt. I'm with you, and I've said it a million times. I don't want anybody hurt. I don't want any of this stuff going on. Right? I mean, I feel bad for her.
We believe in the rule of law. We believe in being decent.
Yeah. Well, and you know, and at her age,
law-abiding people.
And at her age, those you know, broken or cracked ribs are really painful and really bad. So I really do feel bad for the woman. But, you know, in all honesty, it looks like he may get two more appointees in the next couple of years, which would be great. And this election fraud and other things that go on may be a problem for them in the future.
Well, I'll tell you, there's going to be a lot of problems. And one of the things I think is the House will flip back Republican in 2020.
Somebody else said that today. Why do you think that is?
Well, first of all, they got into a lot of Republican seats they shouldn't have won, but some of those establishment Republicans are sort of kicked out. And so the voters didn't want to just pick the next person running. They didn't know them, and, of course, they were outspent. And I suppose they'll spend a fortune, the Democrats, in 2020. But when all they see is the impeachment, and by the way, the impeachment is coming. We know that I don't know if you heard the story about Molly Hemingway from Fox News sat down next to Jerry Nadler while he was on the phone going on the train from
Washington. Oh, yeah, I heard about that. Yeah.
And she overheard the phone calls, and apparently their priorities are the impeachment of Kavanaugh and what else? Reopening the Russia collusion and that kind of stuff. I mean, people are going to see what they're doing, and they're going to see all this other stuff. They're going to see more Antifa. You know, those Antifa things, those are costing future votes because people people do not want to live in a lawless country. People don't want to see. I mean, can you imagine if somebody came to your home and they start banging down your door because you do a radio show?
We've had some things happen, but
hopefully not as bad as Tucker.
No, not as bad as Tucker. But yeah, I mean, again, you're right. It's the mob mentality. It's the mentality that if I don't like what you do, and look, there's 900 Antifa anti-Trump rallies set for the country. Okay, and I'm thinking to myself, we lost the House. I don't see any of our people out there protesting. I don't see
Of course not.
Right?
No, that's not what conservatives do. We try to live by the Constitution, live with freedom, live by the rule of law. We believe in morality in government, morality in people's lives. I mean, we have a certain, we believe in peace, prosperity. We don't believe in mob tactics. Mm-hmm. We don't go out and say, if you see a Democrat, you see somebody who knows Nancy Pelosi, you back them in the wall and tell them they're not wanted here. They're not wanted anywhere in America. We don't say that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But what I'm saying is they're really digging a hole for themselves. I said the Democratic Party is going to go out of business. I still believe that's going to happen. I don't know the exact year because it's hard to figure out the timing on something like that. But I think that people are turned off. The walk-away movement is not going away. The red pill movement is not going away. The Great Awakening movement is not going away. And I think the House is going to revert. And next time Trump runs a national campaign, I think the House is going to piggyback. But you know what? They're going to be all Trump supporters. You know, when Trump came in the first time, he basically was not supported by a large number of Republicans in the House and the Senate. You remember that.
Yep.
And it's going to be totally different because people are going to be on board. And, you know, they're going to remember Mike Kaufman in Colorado's 6th District who wouldn't take any help from Trump. And he goes on to lose the election. They're going to remember that it's really Trump and his policies that they're after.
Yeah.
They're looking for conservative policies. They're not looking for socialism.
No. All right, so listen, we got to go for a quick break. I'm not letting you go away yet. Got a lot more to talk about after the break. Dr. Gerard Lomero will still be with us when we return.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to see one, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
While I whip this out.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side. Oh, lordy, lordy. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you. You like that, do you? You like the horns on that? I can see you dancing over there. There's no dancing in the studio. This is not a dance studio. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. One of these days I'm going to turn a camera on her when she's doing it. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. I do really appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. And again, you got to get involved. You got to get engaged. Okay? I mean, it's really that simple. If you don't know what other people are thinking, if you don't understand where people are coming from, you have no way to combat them. You have no way to discuss with them. Because you don't want to... Yeah, look, if you stick your finger in somebody's face and go, you're an idiot, that helps a lot, doesn't it? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me welcome my guest, Dr. Gerard Lomero, with us again. His last book, More Great News for America. Always enjoy when he's on with us. And Dr. Lomero, thanks for being with me. I really do appreciate the time you spent with me.
Oh, I'm happy to be on your show. You really do have a show I love. It's a great show.
Thank you. Appreciate that. So, you know, again, people are still, I mean, I knew people on the right that actually were having emotional issues with losing this, because this is a big deal. If they spend the next 2 years doing nothing but trying to impeach Kavanaugh and that kind of thing, we'll get nothing done. And I hope you're right. I hope they get beat up over it, and I mean that from an election standpoint, not a physical one.
Well, you know, this House loss, the loss of the House and those seats, may really amount to the final cleansing of the House and Senate. And by that I mean that since 2010, conservative Republicans, and some Republicans who are not conservative, but know something funny has been going on and haven't been seeing good things happening in Washington, have been cleaning house. And the Constitution was built to make things happen slowly so that nobody rushed out and did something bad to the system. And, you know, I think that there was a big turnover in seats in 2010 in the House, 2014 in the Senate. The White House changed hands in 2016, a historic election. And now in 2018, I think what happened was the Republicans decided to let the House go to the Democrats because they wanted to clean out the rest of, if you will, the dead wood.
Wow, you've given them a lot of credit, my friend.
Well, you know, it's hard to explain in any other way other than maybe the money and that why they would split. I mean, if this were a true blue wave, then the Democrats would have taken the Senate too, but they didn't. I mean, you had people like Heidi Heitkamp in North Dakota gone, Claire McCaskill gone in Missouri, Joe Donnelly gone in Indiana, and those seats would have never been gone if the Democrats were well liked by the electorate. I mean, they aren't.
Right.
But I do think there were a lot of Republicans who were not that well liked by conservative Republicans. I think that's why they lost.
Yeah. Well,
and I think it's the final house cleaning. I think 2020 we're going to have re-election of Trump. We're also going to have a Republican House again and a Republican Senate. And maybe my forecast was right, but I'm 2 years early. And by the way, for my listeners, because some people listen to you, or who follow me around the country and listen to my different interviews, I was right in 96% of the House races. I was right 88% of the Senate races. So even though I was wrong on who kept the House, I think generally speaking, my forecast was still pretty good. You know, it averaged over 90%, which isn't too bad.
Yeah, you said that you're thinking, or you might have to change your modeling scenario for the two different houses for the intensity, and you know, which is just another equation.
The intensity was different.
Huh?
The intensity in the House seats was different than Senate.
Right.
So that's kind of an unusual thing that, I'm not sure I've seen. But on the other hand, I don't want to change the model too quickly either, because it could very well be it'll flip back and the intensity is going to be just as strong on the House because Trump will be running for re-election next time.
Well, if we keep continuing to allow them to steal these elections, and when I mean steal the elections, you know what I'm saying by that. You see what's going on across the country.
You're talking about like Florida.
It's like Florida. All of a sudden, we've got, you know, tens of thousands of, ballots showing up. How many?
78,000 appeared.
Yeah. God bless America. And then here in California, you can actually go down. I mean, they're allowing mail-ins the day of. Well, some of the problems we had in my area here were people were showing up to vote. They were told they already voted. Okay, in which case, I think you should be able to whip open your license, show it to them, have them make a match, and have them pull the other ballot, because every ballot has a serial number to it. So, and then we had people showing up to vote who said that they were permanent absentee ballot voters and that they couldn't vote there, which is not truth. I mean, they should get a provisional ballot, but even so, they don't get counted most of the time. So we've got a real problem with the election system in this country.
We do.
And it needs to be fixed. It needs to be cleaned. And for those of you listening who think I'm trying to suppress votes, Guess what? You can be, yeah, you guys on the other side of the aisle, you're better at it than we are, but you can be beat by this too. At some point in time, there'll be a group of conservatives or Republicans or whatever that are going to give up on being nice or playing by the Marcus of Queensbury rules, whatever they're called, and we're going to start guerrilla warfare. We're going to start playing like you. And when you get your butts kicked and you can't prove that there was cheating going on, even though it's very obvious, maybe you'll change your ways. I don't know.
Yeah, well, you know, I said for a long time that we needed voter ID law nationally to prevent these kind of things. You know, the dead people who somehow managed to come back long enough to vote, even though they've been dead for a few years. The people who are felons, now in some cases they want to make felons have the right to vote.
Because in California they do have the right to vote now.
Yeah, well, in some places.
In prison.
Some don't. Some do, some don't.
I know, but my God.
Yeah, well, it's ridiculous. But at any rate, we need, uniform law across the country, and we also have to have that law include election rules and regulations. There are other things that are possible problems that are not even talked about. I haven't heard during this election, and that is the software companies that are controlled in some cases by Democrats that are running behind the computers.
Yeah.
You could actually have a totally ethical system, but if your software is basically running on servers that's compromised, you can change the election results quite easily. One person in the right place with the right authority or a good hacker. So we have some things that really need to be fixed, brought up to date. And that was one of my other possible next books. I'm trying to decide because any day now I'm going to start the next book, and hopefully it'll come out next spring. And there are a lot of good things to write about. There's a lot of things we need to work on. But the key is all of us need to be alert and try to do whatever we can to keep this country going.
Yeah, you know, I am of the mindset until something drastic happens, and I don't mean that where, you know, a nuclear bomb goes off or somebody gets beat up. I don't mean that at all. But until something drastic happens, until there's a true political uprising of the people, I don't see things changing. I see both sides are spoiled. They're used to things happening a certain way. I do not believe that the 30-some-odd Republican congressmen who left because their time was up and they felt like it was time to move on. I think they left because, as you alluded to earlier, they're a little squishy, number one. And number two is, they don't want to have to put up with the fight. They like the good old boys club that they had across the aisle for decades and decades and decades. And I think Trump was putting a stop to that. No more of this camaraderie between both of you to get to screw the American public. That's how I see it.
Well, I think you're right. I would like to add to it, though, that there may be one thing that will energize people to change the system and make it better. And that is, I believe that even as Trump is attacked and possibly impeached in the next year, at the same time, his new attorney general is going to open an investigation on the Clinton matters that have been swept under the rug. And when I think more information is out there, I'm convinced from the information I've already seen that's public that there was a coup attempt made in this country. And by that I mean they tried to protect Hillary Clinton from crimes that were committed on her behalf or maybe by her herself directly.
Right.
And they tried to basically frame Donald Trump because they want to get rid of him. And I think it basically goes beyond anything we've ever seen in the way of political scandals in the country. And I think it will so sicken people when the rest of the information comes out. And it may start coming out right away because they're going to want to release it before the Democrats take over in the House. I think that could really be a tipping point for people's action.
We got about 30 seconds, so a quick yes or no, right? Do you think Sessions knew what was going on and for some reason was petrified to put it out there? Quick.
I think he basically believed people. I think he was naive.
All right, so where do people find you, Dr. Lamero?
GreatNewsForAmerica.com. GreatNewsForAmerica.com. I've got 5 books on Amazon currently.
Check them out. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to Real Side. We're back tomorrow. Hopefully you will be too. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.